This is Follow This Wherever It Goes, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Padme Amidala / Suki the Bounty Hunter. "There you are, my love," a low voice says, half a second before Suki can drive her knee up into whatever balls the bastard hanging on to her has left. There's a moment of startled incomprehension on two parts before the offered out clicks, and Suki wrenches herself out of the bastard's grip, retreating six long steps towards, well, that's a surprise. The very obvious senator, dressed in all her finery and with at least four armed women and two armed clones as her escort, gives Suki a sly smile that makes her pretty face even prettier, offering her hand. "I was wondering where you were," she says. "The gala starts soon, and you're out in the streets picking fights." Definitely a way out, Suki thinks with relief, because the bastard isn't about to press his luck when multiple potential opponents are eyeing him like he's lunch. He was happy enough to go for Suki when she was alone, but he's a coward at heart, and Suki is striking him from all potential lists of business partners in the future, even if Embo is with her. "You knew what you were getting into when you married me, sweetheart," she purrs, with all the charm she can put into the words as she tugs the senator close to her side, leaning in. She's small, human, with a wiry strength in the arm that Suki slides her fingers up. Holding her pretty brown gaze, Suki raises her hand to her lips, smiling temptingly, and says, "You don't mind my wandering, do you, dearest?" "I should put a bell on you," the woman says, amused, and tips her head at her escort. "Tekla, do we still have time to get her dressed before the gala?" The handmaiden at her left hesitates, just for a moment, and turns her head to sweep the street, then asks quietly enough that someone without Zabrak hearing would probably miss it, "My lady, are you not going to wait for..." The senator's mouth thins, and she lifts her chin deliberately. "I'm through waiting for Anakin to improve himself," she says steadily, "and we need someone familiar with the area to help us anyway." Suki can't help but raise an eyebrow, even as she tugs the woman into motion and away from the bastard smuggler. "And you're expecting me to help you?" she asks mildly. "I'm not the type to go around playing at being a politician's hired gun, lady." Perfectly unperturbed, the woman raises a brow. "My name is Padme," she says, "and I don't need someone to play hired gun. I need someone to play my wife." For more than the time it takes to escape one handsy shithead, Suki assumes, if they're talking about galas. "And what would be in it for me?" "My undying loyalty," Padme says, perfectly droll. When Suki laughs, startled, she smiles a little and says quietly, "The senator hosting the gala is expecting me to bring a partner, and I need cover for personal business." Suki cocks her head, interested. If she's in this part of town, she's either contacting shady people or picking up shady things, and that's intriguing, given her buttoned-up appearance. "Blackmail?" she asks, amused. "Or a heist?" Padme casts her a startled look, and Suki snorts. "I'm a bounty hunter, sweetheart," she says, and raises Padme's hand to her lips again, holding her pretty gaze. "And one without a current contract if you need a little assistance in whatever you're planning." Padme hesitates for a moment, slanting a look at another handmaiden. Without hesitation, the handmaiden answers, "General Skywalker made it clear he doesn't approve of this, my lady." From her tone, that didn't win him any points at all with the ladies here. The opposite, if anything, Suki is willing to bet. Padme's nostrils flare just slightly, and she tips her head. "I find I'm still very uninterested in being told what to do," she says, mild except for the razor edge beneath the pretty words. "Especially by a former partner." Oh, Suki thinks, amused. This is going to be interesting. And dramatic, potentially. She always enjoys getting her paws into that sort of situation. "I'm very good at making people forget all about their exes," she purrs, sliding her fingers over Padme's palm. When Padme's breath catches, she smirks. And I don't make a half-bad thief, if that's what you need. Padme swallows, watching her, and there's heat in her eyes, something bright and fascinated in a way that's highly promising. I think we can add an appropriate clause to the contract, she says, carefully steady, and turns down the next street, pulling Sugi right along with her. The end.